Okay, let's do in the laws of prayer section Kuf Dalet 104, and this talks about Shelo Lahafsik B'Tefila, not to interrupt while you're praying. Uboy Zayin Sifim, that has seven subsections. Subsection one, Aleph, Sif Aleph. Lo Yafsik B'Tefilosi, a person should not interrupt in the middle of the davening. We're talking about the Amida while you're davening. V'afilu Melech Yisrael Shoel B'Shloim Lo Yishivenu. Even if a king, but if he's a Jewish king, is greeting you, don't answer. If you're in the middle of the Amida, don't answer him. Avu Melech U'Mesayilom. But if you're talking about a king from the nations of the world, over there, Sheyeshlochu Shemo Yargenu. You have to worry, he might kill you if you don't respond to him. Yafsik, then you should interrupt. Yet, if you can make it short, you should say the beginning and the end of each blessing before the king will come to him. So you should shorten it, so you shouldn't need to interrupt. So you want to do a short version, just say the opening and the end of each bracha, so you can quickly, before the king approaches you. But if let's say you can move around the road, like the king is going by, and you decided to daven over there. So if you can move to the side, I guess even though you are in the middle of the Amida, you shouldn't move. But you rather move to the side, v'lo yafsik b'dibur, then don't, rather than interrupting in speech to talk to the king, you rather move to the side. Likewise, if you're praying on the road, on the way, normally we said you shouldn't daven only when you have no choice, but you're davening on the road, and then you have an animal or a wagon is coming towards you, you're better off to, he says, tells you to turn away from the road, but you should not interrupt with speech. But in any other situation, you know, you have an animal, something coming towards you. I'm not sure what he's talking about. Maybe he's in danger. What does it mean coming? They're on his way. He might get hurt or something like that.
Maybe a wild animal.
Or maybe a wild animal or something like that. But in any other situation, you should not leave your spot until you finish your prayer. Unless you're already after the prayer, there is the beseeching, the tachanunim. Elakai Netzor, you do over there the follow-up to that. Then you are permitted to leave your space before Al Yidei Kriyos Vishtachavoyos by kneeling and bending, you know, doing like this. Then you can move your place. Achar, or you have any other need, as we'll see later on. So then you can finish. In other words, if you finish the Amida, but you still didn't finish everything, if you bend, then you can go out. But if it's not necessary, don't leave your place until you step back three steps. The way you say goodbye to a king, you step back, then you can go. But until that point, you shouldn't really interrupt. Subsection 2. Even if you have a snake wrapped around on your heel, don't interrupt by saying to another person, remove the snake from me. Then don't do that. But you can move to another place. So always speaking is worse than moving from the place. So you can move to another place, so that the snake will fall off his foot. We don't find that walking should be considered an interruption anywhere. We don't find it that when you're doing a mitzvah and you're walking, you're interrupting the mitzvah. We don't find that. Ella, the only thing is, when we talk about prayer, since you're standing in front of the king, one should not move from his place if it's unnecessary. Ad lachar tefila, till he finishes the prayer. Sheyipata milfnei hamelech, when you say goodbye to the king, begimul psiyas lachayda, by stepping three steps backwards, commission is boyer, as we explained. Aval tzorech kazeh, but when a person has a need like this, he has a snake on your foot, mutar afilu beemtzu brachas yudches. Even in the middle of the blessings of the 18 brachas, you can do. Now, again, we're not talking about, as going to say in a minute, we're not talking about a dangerous snake. We're talking about a snake which is avo, b'medvar mamuri benochash. We're talking about a snake who majority shereva pam in a nechash. Most of the time, he doesn't bite. Avol akrov, but if we talk about a scorpion, shehu muad lakritz, he's a regular. He's known to bite ulhamis and kill poisek afilu bedibur. Then you can interrupt even the speaking. There's nothing standing in the way of saving one's life. You know, there's no prohibition. Even if you're talking about a snake, if you see that he's angry, ubol hazika, he's coming to hurt you, then you can interrupt even with a speech. I'm not sure how many people ask questions at that point. What?
Well, I hate snakes.
Yeah. What do you see snakes? You don't see that many snakes. Oh, really?
Black one. Yay long. After it rains.
Do they?
They don't bite.
They don't bite. Well, no. Okay. Subsection 3. Im roye ro shir bokeneg. Do you see an ox coming towards you? Over there they have in the, what are they called, those races, they have, they run all them, those crazy...
You talk about in Spain?
Yeah.
The bull,
people get killed over there.
Yeah.
No, the bull is a male cow, I think ox is different.
Ox is a different animal. An ox and a bull are not the same.
Not the same?
A bull
is a big ox.
The bull has the horns, I thought it was a male cow. Yeah. An ox is not.
No, an ox is not.
You have a sheep and a goat.
Yeah.
And then you have a bull. That's three. There's three types. And within the ages, they went different. I don't know if there's any other.
Well, maybe you see what they did is they rebred them over the course of the last 200 years. The inbreeding, they created a steer. Oh. A steer has been created through insemination.
Yeah.
And they crossbred them. So the cattle you eat today is not a purebred cattle that was 100 years, 300 years ago.
Okay, I gotta check it out. But in any event, they used to use the oxen to plow.
Right. To pull the carts. Right.
To pull the carts. That's usually the oxen. Those were bulls.
If they didn't use a horse.
No?
Yeah, but it's...
I think there's a difference between an ox and a bull.
When you have those big milking animals,
there's no ox. The ox is a European anymore animal. In America, they don't have ox.
No, but you're talking about the Spanish bullfighter.
That's a bull. Yeah, the bullfighter.
Yeah.
See, in Europe, it's a different breeding of... The America, they changed the breeding of the
cattle.
Yeah. So let's just see. So if a person sees an ox coming towards him, then you stop, you interrupt, because one should marchiki mesher tam chamishim amah. From a ox who is not known to have gored, we stay away 50 amas away from such an ox. Umimuad, and from somebody who's been a regular at goring, kimoleno, as long as you can see, you just run the other way. If oxen in that area have been sort of established that they don't do damage, I mean, like all these cows actually and everything else, they don't do any damage. They just sit around. Okay, and also probably the oxen, you know, whatever.
Cows are vegetarian.
Yes.
Ain't they're huge, but they don't move around much. I mean, that's why they're probably huge.
Yeah.
Ain't they poisik? It doesn't start. That's what makes them kosher because they chew their cud.
They also don't eat meat.
What? They don't eat meat, that's right. That's where they chew the cud.
Yeah, they
have a
stomach.
Yeah. Elephants. Elim kein ro sher shizik far pamachas. Unless you see an ox that has already been doing some damage one time, then you got to move away. But other than that, if you know that these are quiet oxen, then it's okay. Subsection 4. B'chol mokim she poisek. Sivdalim. Every place where you interrupt. Let's say you have a good reason to interrupt for whatever reason. If you waited because you were forced to stop, so you waited, but you waited as long that you can finish the entire prayer from the beginning to the end, You go back to the beginning. So if your interruption is as long as it would take you to do the whole prayer, then that's an interruption. You got to start over again. But we, commotion is bar b'sima samachay, as we learned in this section 65, we estimate by the one who's davening. If you daven quickly, you daven slowly, it's not by somebody else's davening, but your davening, what it would take you to do from the beginning to the end, if that's your interruption now, then you have to start over again. Commission is by Hashem, as explained over there in section Samachay 65. And V'im le'sho kol kach, but if you did not delay, so if you delay such a long time, then you have to start over again. But if you haven't delayed so much, so then you go back to the beginning of the blessing that you stopped. So if you're in the middle of the blessing, you go back to the beginning of the blessing. If you interrupted by speaking in the middle of a bracha, we're talking about the 13 middle brachas. Remember, we have a total of 18 brachas. So we have 13 in the middle, and actually we have there's 12 in the middle used to be, but now we have 13, and then we have 6 in the beginning, 3 and 3 in the beginning and in the end, total of 19. So, but he says, so in the first brachas, if you're in the middle, 13 brachas, so then you go back to the beginning of the bracha. But if you made an interruption in the first three brachas, you go back to the beginning, because it's like one blessing. If you make a mistake in them, if you stop, you go back to the beginning. And by the last three, you go back to the bracha of Ritzei. Sheyachshuv is gam kin ke'achas. They're considered like one. Shegimul Rishayin is heim ke'evet shemesadel shevach v'nerabi. The first three brachas are like providing, like a servant providing before praise before his master. That's the intention of the first bracha. V'gimul Acharein is heim ke'evet shekibul pras merabi. The last three brachas is like somebody who received a gift from his master. He's taking permission to go. So you're saying the permission, so they're all considered one. This is only talking about in a case when you interrupt it in speech, whether you did it by accident or you did it intentionally or you were forced to it. So then you start by the beginning of the bracha. But if you intentionally spoke, you spoke out, then you go back to the beginning either way. It doesn't matter. If you spoke in the middle of the Amidah, you have to start over again. He says here, nowadays, most of the people aren't careful. They talk during the blessings of the Shema. So they're considered like accidentally. He says most people are not careful. So we consider them to be mistaken. You know, they're not. It's not considered. Yeah, it's not considered intentional. It's considered shegim. Shaymer muter shegigu, because somebody who says that it's permissible, he thinks that it's permissible, it's considered like an accident. He's making a mistake. So I don't know how he comes in here to the Birchas Kriya Shema, not in the Amid over here. Let me see in a minute, because I'm not so sure why he's bringing in now the Shema over here. Even if he interrupted speaking because of an oynus or shogeg in the middle of one of the middle brachas, and he didn't go back to the beginning of the blessing, he went back to the place where he stopped, and he finished the davening, and he went back, stepped back, and finished the whole Amidah, and he moved his legs very back, and he finished everything. But the problem is, he didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha. He just went back to the place where he interrupted, where he was supposed to go back to the beginning of the bracha. He has to go back to the beginning of the davening. Because that blessing that he interrupted with speaking in the middle, it doesn't count for him. If he didn't say it at all. The yud ches brachas ma'akvizuzu, these 18 brachas, or 19, he says 18, that they hold back one another, lenient, as far as Shimdilag Achas Mem. If you skipped one blessing, and you don't remember until you finish the whole thing and you moved your feet back, you have to go back to the beginning. That means, so what does it mean? So it means you have to do all of them. So what does it mean? If somebody can't daven the whole Amidah, he shouldn't daven the whole thing? He says no. Somebody who only knows how to do partial davening, he doesn't know the whole thing. Then they don't hold back the other. If you know how to daven, you don't say it, then you can't fulfill your obligation. If you don't know, you just know some. As will be explained in Simon, that's 593 in Sif Aleph. But if you made an interruption in between the brachas, if you spoke out in between the brachas, then you continue the davening in the order even to begin with. Even if you intentionally spoke, as long as you didn't speak out in the middle of a bracha, you continue.
Brachas within the Amidah?
What? Brachas within the Amidah, in between them. Chutz megimel rishayim degimel achrayim shuchshuv zkachas l'chol davar. With the exception of if you speak even in between the brachas of the first three or the last three, they're considered like one for all matters. So in this case, it would be considered like you speak in the middle of a bracha, and you'd have to go back to the beginning. V'yesh aymrim shafilu soch b'meizi b'emtza bracha. Others say that even if you intentionally spoke in the middle of bracha, yesh lo itakona lachzul etchilas es bracha miyad achar asicha. He can fix it by going back to the beginning of that bracha immediately after talking. Elo sheim achar asicha chozul lamokim sheposak v'gomer tefilosi. But if after speaking you go back to the place that you interrupted and you finished the davening, or even that bracha itself, even though he hasn't moved his feet, so only in a case, let's just see for a second. Before we said that if you speak intentionally in the middle of a bracha, you got to go start all the way from the beginning. Nothing helps, right? He says, so he says, but now they say that even if you spoke intentionally in the middle of a bracha, you could go back to the beginning of that blessing as soon as you finish speaking. The only thing is, if after this speaking you did not go back to the beginning of the bracha, and you went back, but you went back to the place where you talked, and then you finished the davening, that's not going to be good. Or even if you just finish that bracha itself, and you did not go back to the beginning of that bracha, half a piece of dine local raglov. So even though you haven't yet finished the Amidah, Shimo Yeshoyge goes to Chosel Tchil Zabracha. So if you were an accident, you go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Shesogba, Achshav Shumezit Tzarech Lachzal Roish. So now when you're intentional, you have to go back to the beginning. So it's only in a case we send you back to the beginning if you didn't go back to the beginning of that bracha, but you could go back to the beginning of that bracha. Same thing would be if you intentionally did not mention Mashiv Ruach Merida Geshem in Tchiz HaMeisim, or Shailu Birch HaShonim, or you didn't say Vesein Talamotar in the Birch HaShonim, Oshel Rosh Chodesh, V'Choylus Shemoyed Ba'avoida, or Rosh Chodesh and Choylus Shemoyed in Ritzei, when we say Yalav Yovim. Okay, let's just finish up here. Sif Hey, Afil Lanas Kaddish Baruch Hu Kedusha LeYafsi B'Tfilas Ches. You shouldn't answer even if somebody's saying Kaddish, they're saying Baruch Hu, or they're saying Kedusha. Don't answer. Don't interrupt in the davening when you're doing the Amidah. Don't interrupt. Ela Yishtek. But what you do is people make a mistake. They don't interrupt, but you can't continue davening. Your silence in the middle of the Amidah. You can't answer.
But why is he in the
meeting?
They're only doing the
Baruch Hu. He came in late or whatever, or you're davening early or whatever. Yeah.
Obviously, he's in the shul. You know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He says if you're davening, if you're davening Amida and so you hear Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kedusha, don't answer. But you have to be silent You have to have in mind what the shliach tzibur is saying. You should be. It'll be counted as if you're saying also. Why should shemaya koinu b'chol makom? Always, if you listen, it's like you're saying. You don't have to actually verbalize it. Ava pikein, ein bazeh hefzik b'tefillah, and that mishum hefzik b'tefillah. That would not count as an interruption. You're davening, kiva sheinu meitzi b'fiv, because you're not actually saying it with your mouth. Ukshamagiya hakadosh hashad b'kadosh zbarach v'yishtabach. When the shliach tzibur comes to the prayer, they say zbarach v'yishtabach v'yispoer. Because that's already the main kaddish is Gadol, is kaddish Meirabo. Once you get to Yisbarach, you go back to your davening. As we learned earlier, a lot about these details. Sivav, you were standing in the middle of Amida, they call you up for the Torah, they call you for an Aliyah. And in a poisik, you're not allowed to interrupt. Even the opinion that say if you're in the middle of the Shema, you will interrupt and go up to the Torah. It's explained in Siman Samach Vav in subsections in section 66 and subsection Vav that you don't go up by the middle. And finally, subsection 7. After you finish the 80 brachas. But you didn't say at the end piece, at the end of the Amida, you could say Kedusha Kadosh Baruch Hu. Once you've done with the Amida, you can do so. As explained in chapter 122, Sif Aleph.
Rabbi, when you say the first eight, are you including the first three as one and then...
Which eight? 18.
Oh, 18 you said. Oh,
18. Okay. 18. Other than the 18 brachot. Okay?